Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to ride leg yield down the wall. Now, the leg yield is a beneficial exercise that loosens the horse's back and makes him more supple and elastic. It adds expression to the gaits and it helps the horse to relax mentally. Now, although leg yield is most commonly ridden from the centre line to the outside track, for added variety, you can ride the leg yield down the wall. And in this podcast episode, we're going to tell you how to do it. But first up, we need to clarify exactly what the leg yield is. So the leg yield is the first lateral movement that you will teach your horse. The horse is required to move both forwards and sideways with a slight flexion at the poll away from the direction of travel, whilst at the same time keeping his body straight. Now, the leg yield teaches the horse to move through his body and to step away from your inside leg and into your outside rein. And you can ride the leg yield in the walk, the trot, and the canter. Now, as well as riding leg yield in the arena, you can ride this exercise whilst you're out hacking along trails and on quiet roads. And it's a great way of keeping your horse's attention on you, and it can therefore be helpful when riding out on inexperienced youngsters. Now, when we look at the purpose of the leg yield, essentially, this exercise helps to make the horse more supple through his back, his hips, and his shoulders. It also helps you to establish a secure connection through the horse's whole body to the bridle. And it can help the horse to build confidence and the ability to cross over his legs during lateral work. And this will be very vital when it comes to more advanced lateral exercises later down the line. Now, many riders use the leg yield as a warm-up exercise, as it's an excellent way of loosening and stretching the horse's muscles, enhancing relaxation, and helping to develop softness and suppleness over the horse's back. Now, as we said in the introduction, the leg yield is generally ridden from the centre line to the outside track, with the horse being parallel to the long side of the arena, and the horse's forehand should be very slightly in advance of the horse's hindquarters. But you can ride the leg yield in many other places. So you could ride it from the outside track to the centre line, you could ride it on circles, and you can ride it across the diagonal line. And of course, you can ride it down the wall. So as is the topic of this podcast episode, let's now cover how you would go about riding the leg yield down the wall. Well, essentially, riding this exercise down the wall or down the fence is almost the same as riding this exercise from the centre line to the outside track. The only difference is that you are following a different line, but all of your aids remain the same as the standard leg yield. So here's a quick reminder of the aids that you need to know about. So first up, your inside rein. This asks for a small amount of flexion at the poll away from the direction of travel. But note, it is not asking for bend in the horse's neck. You just want a small amount of flexion. And next up, we have your outside rein. And this helps to keep the horse straight. It prevents the horse from bending in his neck and it controls the outside shoulder. We then have your inside leg. And this comes very slightly behind the girth and it rhythmically pushes the horse both forwards and sideways. And then finally, we have your outside leg. And this hangs passively, but it can be used to prevent the quarters from swinging, and also it can be used to create more forward impulsion. Now, when it comes to leg yielding down the wall, You can ride this exercise either with the horse's quarters to the wall or with the horse's head to the wall. And we're going to take a look at both of them. So first up, we're going to go through the steps on how you would ride leg yield with your horse's quarters to the wall. And if you're not quite sure on how this would look, please go to our website howtodressage.com and find the article How to Ride Leg Yield Down the Wall, because within the article we have diagrams of both the leg yield exercises to show you what they would look like. But now let's get into the steps on how you would go about leg yielding with your horse's quarters to the wall. So first up, step one. So you're going to ride the horse forward in an active working trot, and you're going to concentrate on keeping the horse in a good rhythm and a steady tempo. And then step two, as you ride through the corner after the short side of the arena, so just before the long side of the arena, you're going to position the horse as if you are going to change the rein across the diagonal line. And then we move on to step three, which is once your horse's shoulders are off the track, bearing in mind that his quarters should still be on the track, you're going to half halt down your outside rein. You're going to turn your head to look down the inside track, but keep your shoulders parallel to your horse's shoulders, and you're going to push the horse away from your inside leg into your outside rein. Now, at the same time, your inside rein should maintain a slight inside flexion away from the direction of travel. Now, you're going to aim to maintain an angle of around 35 degrees to the fence, and the horse's legs should pass and cross underneath him as he continues to move both forwards and down the track. So here's a quick note about the crossing of legs. So to improve the degree of crossing, you can apply your inside leg aid rhythmically as your horse's inside hind leg leaves the ground. Now, at this precise moment, you can influence the horse's inside hind leg to step further across and under, therefore improving the horse's suppleness and the degree of crossing. And then finally, we move on to step five, which is that you're going to ride the horse in that leg yield for just a few strides, and then you're going to straighten him again. And then once the horse is more experienced with this exercise, you can ask him for more steps. So that about covers how you would go about leg yielding with your horse's quarters to the wall. Now let's move on to talk about how you would go about leg yielding with your horse's head to the wall. And this exercise can be a little bit more difficult for the rider because it does require a bit more coordination. So here's what you're going to do. So for step one is you're going to ride through the short side of the arena through the last corner before you then approach the long side of the arena. And as you ride through that last corner, you're going to ask the horse to slightly flex to the outside. And then we move on to step two, which is that as your horse's forehand hits that long side of the arena, you're going to use your outside leg behind the girth to push the horse's hindquarters to the inside. And you're going to push them enough until you can establish an angle of around 35 degrees to the wall. And then once you have done that, you are going to take your outside leg and you're going to move it back forwards again so it is just slightly behind the girth. Now note, at this point, your inside and your outside change. And this is because the terms inside and outside refer to the direction in which your horse is bent and or flexed. It does not describe your horse's position within the arena. So at this point, what was your outside leg is now your inside leg. Because as you and your horse travel down the long side of the arena, with your horse's head facing the wall, he should be flexed away from the direction of travel. and therefore the direction in which he is flexed now becomes your inside. And then we move on to step three, which is you're going to look down the outside track whilst keeping your shoulders parallel to your horse's shoulders. And you're going to use your new inside leg at the girth to push the horse down the track whilst maintaining that slight flexion at the pole. And then finally, step four is that after a few steps, you're going to make the horse straight again. And when the horse is more experienced and balanced and you become more coordinated with your aids, you can then extend the distance that you travel. Okay, so that about covers the basic steps on how you would go about riding both of these exercises. But as mentioned, for diagrams which can help in visualizing what it is that you have to do, please visit our website, howtodressage.com. But for the next part of this podcast episode, we're going to go through some of the things that can go wrong with the leg yield and how you would go about fixing them. So the first problem we're going to talk about is a loss of rhythm. So if the horse is tense, or if the rider doesn't ride forward, then a consistent and regular rhythm can be lost. And if the horse loses rhythm, or the tempo varies during the leg yield, then what you need to do is you need to make the horse straight again and ride him forwards, and only start the exercise again once the correct and regular rhythm has been re-established. Okay, so now let's move on to another problem, which is varied positioning. So as we've said, the horse should maintain an angle of around 35 degrees throughout the leg yield to the wall exercises. Now, if the position varies, that's typically because the horse loses energy or he is not securely into the rider's outside rein. Now again, if the angle varies, make the horse straight again and ride the exercise again, maybe asking for a little less angle until the horse is sufficiently balanced to cope with the exercise. And now the last problem that we're going to talk about is that there is bend through the horse's body. So in leg yield, you shouldn't have any bend. Yes, the horse should be slightly flexed through his poll away from the direction of travel, but that does not mean there should be bend through the horse's body. There is a difference between bend and flexion. Now, if you're not quite sure of what that difference is, then again, please go to our website, howtodressage.com, and search for the article titled, What is the Difference Between Bend and Flexion? And you can also search for that episode within our podcast archives. Now, if at any point during this exercise you do get bend in the body, then the leg yield becomes more like a shoulder in or a traverse, in which case your solution again is to ride out of the exercise to straighten the horse and to then reposition him. So to wrap this episode up, when ridden down the wall, the leg yield exercise can be used to make the horse more supple, both longitudinally and laterally. And you can ride the exercise with the horse's head or with the horse's hindquarters to the wall, but the angle should be around 35 degrees to the track throughout the exercise. And remember that the horse should be slightly flexed away from the direction of travel, and that the rhythm, the tempo, and the impulsion should remain the same throughout. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.